God for you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. This is not an unfamiliar scripture for me to read, but it's just part of a message that I was going to preach. Beginning with verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments." How many? "All his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." I want you to get that. If you want to be blessed, do what God said to do. Amen. You know, a lot of people, they absolutely think they're smarter than God. I was trying to think of a word to describe some people I was dealing about the other day, and I started to say rebellious, and the word came to me, not rebellious, arrogant. You know, a man or woman who thinks that they know more than God does is arrogant. You know, they've set themselves up almost like Lucifer. Lucifer said, "I'll go up there, I'll be like God, and I'll put my throne up there." And I thought, these people are arrogant because they say, "We're not going to live for God, but we're still going to go through life without any problems, and we're going to be blessed, and we're going to be prosperous," and all of those things. And I want to tell you something, you're not smarter than God. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And you know what? I really feel that's what God has done for America. Above all the nations of the earth. Can I tell you something? Our military people, and Brother Jim mentioned our men in the military, now women, but our military people don't go into other nations to conquer them and enslave them. Huh? I don't know if any of you got a Sunday paper today and showed one of our PFCs over in Iraq, and a little kid had a squirt gun and was shooting him with water. And how many of you saw that picture? Doesn't that bless you? Hey, look, we've got some people that did some bad things in that prison. I understand that, but I want to tell you what, that's not the end of the world. I mean, if you was under the pressure that they was under and seeing some of your comrades get their heads cut off and everything else, you might overreact just a little bit also. But I saw the picture of this PFC, and this little kid was shooting him with a squirt gun. All the kids were laughing. And you know what? The PFC, he had his mouth open. I'd have been afraid what was in that gun, you know. But I mean, you know, sewer water or what? You don't know. But anyway, let me tell you something. Our military, to the best of my knowledge, has never gone into another country to conquer and enslave that people, but to set them free and liberate them and leave them better off than when they were entered. In fact, it was a joke a few years ago. There was a couple of countries that were going bankrupt. They were friends of the United States of America. This is a true story. They were friends of the United States, and some of the people that were in charge of their government said, "How can we provoke a war with the United States and get them to come in and take us over? Because every time they go to a country and take it over, they leave the people prosperous and in freedom and well off." And it's true. Look at what happened after we went in and won the battle with Germany and over there. Germany's one of the most highly industrialized nations of the world now because America helped. Japan, which used to be a joke. How many of you remember when if you bought something that said made in Japan, it was like buying something today that says made in China? And Japan is one of the most prosperous nations. Korea, the list goes on and on. And you know what? We have gone in to bless people, to help people, to liberate them. And God has exalted our nation above all the nations of the world, that people will die trying to get into this country. Verse 2. "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee." Did I say I was going to preach short? Y'all didn't believe that. That's preacher talk. All right. "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." You want blessings? You want blessings? I've got a blessing pack for you. I've got an infallible blessing plan for you. And it's listen to God. Do what He says. I mean, He'll bless your family. He'll bless your marriage. You know, a lot of people are arrogant. They think, you know, a lot of men think that they can just beat up on their wives and treat them like dogs and treat them like dirt, and they'll have a happy marriage. I got news for you. It ain't going to work. Huh? I'm going to have to drag this out if y'all don't get with me here a little bit. Well, I tell you, that got everybody's attention, didn't it? All right. Listen. Blessed shalt thou be. Well, he said all the blessings will overtake you. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord, now listen to this, verse 8, look at it. The Lord shall command the blessing. I mean, this is not something that, hey, you know, if I do real good and obey God and serve the Lord and live for Him, I may get a blessing. No, you're way off. He said, I'll command blessings to come upon you. And I'm going to tell you what, if you have not had those kind of blessings, and if you're living right, you just remind God of what He said in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 8, because God is jealous for His word, and He'll keep His word. You just tell God, Lord, my life is not lining up to the Bible somehow. Either me or you or something's wrong, and I want my life to line up so that I can have these commanded blessings. Isn't that great? I mean, when somebody commands a blessing on you, look at it. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and all that thou settest thine hand unto, and He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Look at verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto Himself, as He hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous. And He goes on and tells all He's going to do. Verse 13 says, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And don't let somebody tell you that commandments aren't important in the New Testament under grace. The Apostle John in 1 John said that if a man says he loves God and doesn't keep His commandments, he's a liar. This is after Christ died, after He was buried, after He was resurrected, after He ascended up into heaven. God still intends for us to obey His word. But go back to verse 9. It's all for this. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto Himself, as He has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord. And I've got scriptures. Get ready, musicians. Get ready, Brother Martin. I've got scriptures that I could give you. And you know what? I don't need to pound you to death with scriptures tonight. I'm telling you, I could lay it on you if you want me to. But you know what? Do you know what God loves to do? God loves to bless people. We better open the Bibles and start preaching again. God loves to bless people. That's a little better. God loves to bless people. And now here's what I want you to say. I am a people. There you go. You know, let me tell you something. We're getting ready to bring this thing. I did keep my word, didn't I? I preached short. Wasn't that short? Oh, that was so short. But listen. God wants to bless you. But you cannot walk away from God, turn your back on God, turn your back on holiness, turn your back on obedience to God, turn your back on living right, and expect the blessing of God. It don't work. You need the blessing of God? Do what He says. You know why? Because He wrote the book and He knows what He's talking about. Amen. 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 God knows what He's talking about. You know what? If you're not being blessed tonight, you know what you need to do? You don't need to go buy a book. 14,000 ways to get God to bless my life. You don't need that. You need to go back and do what you did before. Jesus said that clear in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. He said, "I have somewhat against you because you've left. You didn't lose it. You left. You didn't lose it, Brother Martin. You didn't. We didn't misplace it. We didn't lose it. We just walked away from it and thought God's going to keep blessing me because He's such a good God." Jesus said, thank you, ma'am. Jesus said, do your first works over again.
Yes.
You want God's blessing? Can I tell you something? All of you people that don't want God's blessing, tell God to give them to me. I'll take them all. I mean, I'm greedy. I want everything God wants to give me that's good, and He's a good God. And He's an abundant God. And Brother Martin, I was doing a study on that Ephesians 3:20 where it says, and God is able to do exceeding abundantly. And you know what? Exceeding abundantly, yeah. And I found out, I looked up that word in the Greek, I looked up that word in the Hebrew, and it means super abundant. God's not some dime store God. Huh? I might give you a little bitty blessing if you'll serve me and love me. I'll just give you a little bitty, you know, I'll give you one of those new quarters. Would that be enough to pay all your bills this week if God gave you a new quarter? Hey, come on, I'm wanting some of them super abundant ones, Sister Debbie. Super abundant. I mean, more than I can ask or even think. And I think big. And I ask big. But I think bigger even than I ask until the thought gets to my tongue. It's up to you. Hey, listen, it's not up to God. It's not up to God. Did you hear what I said? It's not up to God. It's up to you. You want what God's got for you? I do. Brother, you know, seeing as how you're singing the altar song, you might as well give the invitation too. Nothing like putting a man under pressure, is there? Let's stand. You can sing with him. I want to challenge everyone here tonight. You know, I do want to say, seriously, I thank God there were, four boys? Am I right? There were four teenage boys went out with me when we went out witnessing to the Amish the other night. Four teenage boys. God bless them. I think we're going to do it some more. Amen. You know why? God said to do it. And you know what? I want His blessing. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I guess the rest is up to y'all. Amen. He's done gave the invitation. So as we sing, let's make our way up. And you pray however you feel comfortable doing. Well, I was alone and idle. I was a sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying there is work to do. I took my master's hand and I joined the heavenly band. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I promised Him that I would serve Him till I die. And I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Well, I'm fighting for my Savior. the battle is most won, the trumpet will be sounding.